Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
This is National Public Health Week. What does Marion County Public Health do, and what changes are in store for them? Let's go in depth with Kim Dorn, Judy Van Holzen, and Diane Ellis with Marion County Public Health. It's Public Health Week. Could you let people know exactly what it is that public health does?
Our mission statement is that we promote healthy communities. And so we have a large array of programs that do just that. We try to meet the needs of the whole community, so we serve both the old and the young. We have the case management program for the frail elderly, which helps people stay at home longer, prevents early nursing home placement. We do indigent nursing for those folks that need nursing in the home that don't have insurance. We have a general case management program where people who just don't know where to go to get help, they can call our offices, and we will link them up with other folks that can help them meet their needs. We do a lot of community education, CPR training, the NEST store and the NEST program. We have a lot of dietitians and social workers out of WIC that help folks.
And WIC being women, infants, and children.
You betcha. We have immunization clinics both for the young and the old. If folks don't have insurance, they can call our office, come in, and get the immunizations they need at the cost that it costs us. Through VFC program, we can get vaccinations for kids that are on Title 19 or have no insurance, and it won't cost them anything for that.
I think Judy is hitting on something that, you know, maybe the community needs to know. We do a lot of things, and, you know, and moving to a new facility is going to be so advantageous for the community as a whole. I mean, let alone the staff that's going to be able to serve that community at a better capacity.
For instance, when H1N1 outbreak, you know, in this building, we're going to be able to actually, if there is an outbreak, we're going to be able to serve the community's needs instead of going out and trying to find places to hold these clinics. People will be able to come right here and they'll know that this is available if an outbreak occurs.
Okay, so this is an important public health week for people to know the services that are provided by public health, but also your new location. Could you tell us about that, Kim?
That's true. We will be moving from our current location on South 6th Street to the new public health building on North Lincoln, April 16th. Actually, it's over the weekend of the April 16th. So starting the April 18th, the services will come out of this new building. We are very, very thankful to be able to do that. It brings almost all of the services that we provide under one roof. Right now, we're pretty spread out. We have environmental health that's at the courthouse, our building on South 6th. You know, we have a WIC clinic uptown on the square. We have something out at one of the churches. And then when we want to do community education, we have to just find a place, you know, that's big enough. And so moving to this facility in April will really be a wonderful tool for us to be able to really do outreach to the community and to really meet what we're supposed to be doing to try to meet the community health needs assessment. We finished that process here not too long ago. And I think that once people are in the building, they'll see that the design of the building is It was designed to do the functions that we need to do to meet those community health needs.
Well, and for those people that aren't aware of the move, it's into what people call the old farm and home building, right?
That is correct. It's the old farm and home building.
But it's not exactly the old farm and home in the sense that it's been remodeled, lots of office space, clinical space. Tell people about it.
That's right. It has been remodeled on the inside. We used as much of the building as is from the last folks who owned the building. But there was a lot of floor space that wasn't designed and wasn't in offices. And so we put in offices, we put in clinic space, we've got a training room, It'll be very, very nice for us to really be able to really serve the community. The space is designed around what we need to do to serve Marion County residents.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Marion County Public Health with Kim Dorn, Judy Van Holzen, and Diane Ellis.
And the old facility, it was jam-packed full, and you had everybody in all different places. And this is going to be much better for everybody. And should, heaven forbid, there be an emergency, say an influenza outbreak, you're going to be in much better position, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, we'll be prepared to serve the community in one location. We'll be able to tell them where we'll be to hold, like, a clinic for immunizations or anything that might come up as a public health incident.
And you should be able to work more efficiently, be able to help people with their specific needs or challenges in a very comfortable environment.
One of the real benefits to this is that when folks come to see us, right now when they come to see us, anybody who's been in our office knows that we're just on top of one another. We have more people in our small building than there are in the first two floors of the courthouse. So we've got people literally on top of one another in the current building. So this building will have some folks who will share offices. So there might be two people in an office or two. But a lot of folks here will have an office by themselves so that there's actually some confidentiality. When somebody comes in and needs to have a private conversation with one of the staff members, they'll be able to do that without having to worry about everybody can hear what they're saying. So that's just a huge benefit right there.
That is very important. We want the community to know that the public health is a safe place to come and get help. Regardless of what is happening in their lives, they can come to the case management and talk about what their needs are without worrying about somebody overhearing. So we're very grateful.
What are some of the challenges that public health is facing now?
Well, as everybody knows, the economy hasn't been real great. And so there are a lot more families who have higher need. And at the same time that we're seeing families with higher need, we're seeing budgets getting cut and those kinds of things. So we really have to find some new ways to serve people and more efficient ways to serve people. And, you know, programs that have always been there, you know, it's not a given that they're always going to be there or as much of as available as they have been. And that's kind of problematic. I'm thinking of the Homemaker program in particular. When I first came to Marion County, the budget was right around $100,000 for Homemaker services. And now for this next year, the budget amount for grants that come in for that are $57,000. So it's a significant decrease.
And what does that program do?
That is the program that sends home care aides out into the homes of folks who need help in order to stay in their homes. So they do housekeeping, grocery shopping, meal preparation, some helping with personal help like bathing and that kind of stuff. So this is for the clientele that they're not quite ill enough to need nursing services, but they really just can't do it on their own either. So they just need a little bit of help in order to do that. And so that budget's been cut significantly over the years. And it's been a whittling away over several years, but we had a pretty significant cut this year, mid-year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Marion County Public Health with Kim Dorn, Judy Van Holzen, and Diane Ellis.
Looks like the supervisors have worked hard to pull this together. Is that the case?
They have worked very hard to make this happen in the most cost-effective way possible. You know, we all know that counties have lots of needs and that there's a lot of competition for county dollars. And we're very fortunate that the Board of Supervisors has recognized the importance of having a well-prepared and necessary infrastructure for public health so that when there is a public health need, we can meet it.
Now, what's the best part to you, Diane, about this new building?
Oh, I see it as, you know, the NEST program will be here. We will have access to, we can do some cooking classes. We can help young families know how to prepare foods, you know, that they might not necessarily, a lot of them don't know how to cook. Some of the other things, the store will be so that people can actually walk into the store and see what we have as an inventory. But I think going back to seeing clients individually or families individually is going to be huge, because now if somebody walks in and they need to fill out an application for Hawkeye or Medicaid or something, in our office right now, they're practically sitting in the hallway, you know, giving me the information that they want to tell me about their income, their Social Security numbers, everything. And you know, I think it's just the confidentiality of the HIPAA is going to be a huge advantage to, you know, the whole community.
I'm excited that we're all on one level. Nobody will have to go downstairs to get a shot anymore. They'll be right here walking in, and that we can provide services to the whole range of folks from 0 to 80 and do it in a safe manner.
Now, you're a little bit away from the center of town. Is that going to be an issue for people that need to get here?
Well, I would hope that we would be able to work with our transportation folks to get people here. I don't expect that it's going to be a problem. One of the things is, you know, about public health and public health services is that it's part of our job to eliminate the barriers to services for folks. So if there is, let's say there is somebody who needs WIC services and they don't have a vehicle to get out here, we'll work with them and make sure that they're able to get here for their services. You know, that's we have transportation in this county, and folks need to use that. And you know, we've got formal means, we've got informal means. There's lots of ways to take care of that.
Why does Marion County public health matter?
The wellness of the whole entire community. That's our goal, our mission, you know, speaks that loudly. That with all of the health reform, all of the insurance coverages that you're hearing about, it's preventative health. Instead of waiting till somebody is sick, we are trying to prevent those from becoming sick.
And not everybody gets the same shake in this world. And it's our job to, for those folks who don't have insurance or don't, you know, they have special challenges, it's our job to help to maybe close that gap between what people, a lot of people take for granted, and what people will really, their basic needs getting met.
By no means DHS or Department of Human Services, we are public health. So, you know, that needs to be clear. When you come to public health, you're not coming to the Department of Human Services, but you're coming to a safe place where you can link up with the services that you do need to help you to survive in a reasonable manner.
So this is our health safety net?
Mm-hmm. We're looking at the bigger picture. We're looking at the community as a whole, where if you go to your physician, you're going one-on-one to your physician. We're looking at the whole community. So if the doctor notices that there is a reportable disease that comes up, he's going to report it to the state. The state's going to call us, and we're going to make contact with those folks to make sure that that disease stops right there and doesn't, with that one person, and doesn't affect any of the rest of our community.
And the little kids that might not have that fair shake that you said, you help them get that good start so that they can do well.
That's right. Through the Hawkeye program, we're able to, Diane can get them linked up with the Hawkeye program or with Medicaid, you know, in order to get the health care services they need. Another piece of public health that we haven't talked at all about, and this is a whole other animal, but it is part of public health, is environmental health. And that environmental health piece, that will also come under this roof in April, and we'll all be together. And it's important to understand that public health is for everybody. It's not just for limited pieces of the population. Those, you know, that safe groundwater, the rabies work that we do, the all of those pieces are public health is for everybody. It's not just something that is for poor people or for old people or for the very young. I mean, everybody needs to be concerned about public health.
Thanks to Kim Dorn, Judy Van Hulzen, and Diane Ellis for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.